online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
And a very good evening to you, the lovely listener of Forest FM. Welcome to another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Urritusiet. I'm with you for the next hour, playing you some great songs from the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Jana Burčeska from Macedonia.
Hello, this is Loic Note from Belgium.
Hello, this is Alex Lark from Electro Velvet.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Cyprus in 1981 there, that's Alexa with Please Me Lover, the Greek language version, which was sung on the night back in the 1987 Eurovision Song Contest, was called Aspro Mavro, which means white, black. So it's a not complete direct translation, but always remember sometimes when you try and directly translate songs from another language into English in particular, it doesn't usually work out and it always seems a bit, doesn't sound right, does it? But the lyrics deals with a girl remembering a man she saw on a train, but only being able to bring the memory back by playing on the piano. Hence the white and black in the song title. But obviously, the lyrics we heard were slightly different. Please Me Lover, Let Me Discover. There you go. Well, Cyprus in the 1980s were all good fun, didn't we? So the Eurovision Song Contest 2018 is finally almost upon us. We've got less than 2 months to the contest now. Oh, it was very exciting. So many things are going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Obviously, we have 43 entries for this year's contest. Once again, we've got the largest amount of countries participating. Also in 2008 in Belgrade, Serbia, and in 2011 in Dusseldorf, Germany, we had 43 countries. It's the largest number of participating countries ever at the Eurovision Song Contest. Hence why we have two semi-finals and a grand final that the UK, Italy, Germany, France and Spain and the host country automatically go straight into the grand final. But 20 other countries have to qualify through the semis. And this year, the United Kingdom will be voting in the first semi-final. And our nearest neighbours in Ireland will be participating in the first semi-final too. So let's see if we can save Ireland once again and get them out of the semi-finals. We'll have to wait and see. For Rhino, Shock and a Seat with together. Right, let's move on to our next song. And in this year's national final season for the Eurovision Song Contest, we've had a lot of good songs. I would say from top to bottom, from Norway to the United Kingdom to Sweden to Ukraine to Portugal to Lithuania and to Finland, of course, Sala Alto songs and from Italy. The list goes on. And from France, of course, I think the French national final was probably the strongest of the season, I think. That and the Norwegian songs, I must admit. Now, I would really love to play Ida Maria's song, Scandi Love, but there is swearing in it, so I'm not going to play that, of course. Oh, us, our delicate ears. But I'm going to play a song for you from Melodifestivalen. Yes, Sweden's national final in 2018. And this song came third in Sweden's national final this year. A fantastic song. I would prefer to this to go on to Belgrade. I was about to say Belgrade. That's not right. To Lisbon in Portugal. This is John Ludwig with his ballad. It's called My Turn.
Breathe in I see clearer now, and I know, even though I'm scared this time, how could I say no, when everything I feel is right? So tell me, baby, tell me that I'm ready to fly. Cause everything around me saying smile, you'll be fine. I ain't gonna miss it, I ain't letting go. It's my turn. Time, heart and mind are ready to learn.
Tell me that I'm ready to fly. Cause everything around me stays. своє відкрила, а так себе не шанувала. Любов то є велика сила.
There we go, that's Tanea with Layla. There we go, that's from the Ukrainian national final. Indeed it is. And Ukraine are represented this year by Melovin with the song Under the Ladder. Basically, a Eastern European version of Adam Lambert. Yes. But Melovin is awesome. And no doubt he would do Ukraine really well. I think this could be Ukraine's best song since 2013, I think, personally, for Zlata with Gravity. Well, in the Icelandic national final, Songs for Kepnin, obviously, we had a star-studded show from top to bottom. One of the interval acts was from last year's contestant, which was from Svala. And Svala did a piano version of her song Paper. The Icelandic version is called I Know That. And the Icelandic pronunciation, I hope I'm going to get it right, is Vikipau. I hope that's right. So anyways, let's hear that song right now. So this is the Icelandic version of Iceland 2017.
Mæði ég við það ότι φίστες ο χρυσταρατάν Βέιρος, βέιρο, κβίδι ο άλλος κοναρού Κλέγγιν σλέπου βιθάδα τσαμάν Εν στέντε Θου έρθ μην ψόλ Βισκίνου μαύρα
This is Brendan Murray from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Dying to Try. Enjoy.
I'm dying to try.
This is Lavka from Montenegro. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Space. Enjoy!
This is Norma John from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, Blackbird.
Enjoy!
Tellement de ratures qu'il faudra effacer, souffler très fort pour que s'envole de nos cœurs la rancune, et puis faire tomber les barrières une à une. À chaque pas que l'on fera, à chaque geste qu'on offrira, ce sera le début de notre demain. pardonner des cris contre des murs qui les feront tomber. Déposons les armes à nos pieds, délaissons nos armures pour que nos conflits ne soient plus que murmures. À chaque pas que l'on fera, à chaque geste qu'on offrira, ce sera le début d'un autre demain. Dans chaque mot que l'on dira, dans ce futur qu'on construira, c'est l'amour que décideront nos mains. La bataille se jamais marqué. À chaque pas que l'on fera, à chaque geste qu'on offrira, c'est qu'un final logrará s'encontrar. La paz y la felicidad en tu camino hallarás todo lo que deseas alcanzar.
Jonathan Sarada, representing France at the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest with the song A Chaque Pas. The English version was called I Still Believe. That was the third single from the winner of the French version of Pop Idol. Oh, yes. And it was called something different. À la recherche de la nouvelle star. Search for a new star. Looking for a new star. Yes, there you go. And that was in 2003 he won. But Jonathan is originally from the Walloon part of Belgium. And it did most success in the charts in the Wallonia part of Belgium, coming fifth in the charts there. In France, it got to number 12, and in Switzerland, it got to number 36. But in the grand final of the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest, Jonathan Sarada came 15th with 40 points, just in front of the UK entry that year, which was James Fox with Hold On To Our Love. Now, just to let you know what's going on in the Eurovision calendar, i.e. with Eurovision pre-parties, we had last night the Eurovision pre-party in Riga, the capital of Latvia. And Eurovision Radio International's very own JP and David Mann have been on the ground there in Riga, speaking to the artists and getting up close and personal with them. And they're going to be interviewing them and also playing their entries on their show this week, this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Eurovision Radio International. And you want to find out more from them, go over to radiointernational.tv. Not forgetting, we've got the London Eurovision Party, which takes place on Thursday, the 5th of April. Sadly, I will not be there, which is a real shame. It's on a school night, I'm afraid, and I have hardly got any holidays left to take at work, so I'm a bit screwed, which is a shame. On the 14th of April, the Eurovision in concert in Amsterdam will be taking place, and a star-studded lineup is expected there as ever. And also on the 21st of April, the Spanish Eurovision pre-party will take place in Madrid. There's also one going on in Australia, if you're down there. It's taking place in Sydney in late April. I can't give you more details about that, but once I have them, I will send them on. Right, let's move on to the next part of the Eurovision showcase, which is Rob's Random Request. Yes, for anybody who doesn't know, Rob is my husband, and he gets a random request each week. We have basically two hats. We have a hat full of countries and a hat full of years. We then take one out of each. We then glue them together and we find out what song we're going to play randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, Rob has picked the country of Denmark. And we have the year, which works, thankfully, 1982. Yes, Denmark at the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest was represented by the band Brix with the song Video Video, which took place on the 24th of April in Harrogate in England, United Kingdom. Video Video was chosen as the Danish entry via Dansk Melody Grand Prix 1982 on the 13th of March. The previous year as entrant, Danish entrant Tommy Sebach, failed in his bid to represent Denmark for the third time and second time in a row. So Tommy Sebach's band song was called Hip Hurrah, Dit Mil Forestella. But no, Brix won with Video Video. Now, on the night of the final in 1982 in Harrogate, performing 13th in the running order, following Spain and preceding Yugoslavia, Denmark was one of the very few countries to provide a contemporary-sounding entry in the contest dominated by 70s-style Eurovision songs. But it proved not to be what the juries were looking for that year. At the close of voting, Video Video had only received 5 points. 5 points. 3 points from Portugal and 1 point each from Ireland and Sweden, respectively, placing Denmark 17th out of 18 entries, ahead of only the 0 point entry from Finland. The Danish jury ended up giving its 12 points to Germany that year at the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest. But Denmark also gave its, gave its 10 points to Belgium, and it gave its 8 points to Sweden, which was Chips with Dar After Dar. So now let's hear Denmark 1982 and this week's Rob's Random Request. Here is Brix with Video Video.
Når regnen bare siler ned, så har jeg tændt for Color TV. Humphrey Bogart og Bjørn fra Wimbledon. Jeg har det hele på videobånd. Susanne rejste hjem i går, hjem til sin mor i Klampenborg. Alt det TV har gjort din splitter og gal. Hun siger jeg ikke er helt normal. Video, video,
video.
Den kører nat og dag. Video, video,
video.
Når jeg skal slappe af, bare tryk på knappen. Det så der gang.
I really like that song. That's Brix with Video Video, Denmark 1982. It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 25th of March, 2018. It was announced yesterday that X Factor 2016 winner from the UK, Matt Terry, would join Finland's Eurovision 2018 act, Sara Aalto, at her London gig concert taking place under the bridge in Chelsea's Stamford Bridge Stadium. And that will be taking place on the 25th of April 2018. They won Destination Eurovision way back in January, and now they're on their way to Eurovision 2018. And as part of their promotion for their song Mercy, France's Eurovision act Madame Monsieur have given an extensive interview to West France, discussing their song, the migrant crisis, and their ambitions for Eurovision. In an interview, vocalist Emily revealed that the duo think about Mercy every day, and that the songwriting process for Mercy was like a constant ping pong. If you'd like to find out more and read that interview, then head over to OUEST-France.fr. Now, speaking at the launch of the Dancing on Ice tour following her stint on the newly revamped ITV show earlier this year, Cheryl Baker reaffirmed her support for the UK's 2018 entrant Suri, telling the Press Association, "I think she's brilliant, it's a great song, and I think we've got a very good chance of being in the top five, so let's wait and see." For the third consecutive week in Sweden, Felix Sandman, with his song that came second in the Swedish national final, Every Single Day, is still at the top of the charts. And finally, the Icelandic entrant for 2018, Ari Olafsson, has covered the Eurovision 2017 winning song, Amar Polish Deutsch, from Salvador Sobral. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Ari-Tussiet, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
See you again.
as I'm walking the streets in the rain. Still nobody knows I am crying, 'cause I'm walking the streets in the rain.
Walking the Streets in the Rain by Butch Moore. Ireland's debut into the Eurovision Song Contest back in 1965. Now we go to the UK National Final in 1970. And the United Kingdom held a pre-selection to choose the song that would be sung by Mary Hopkin. Yes! And it was featured, it was held on the 7th of March in 1970, presented by Sir Cliff Richard. He wasn't Sir at the time, of course. But basically, Hopkin performed one of the six songs shortlisted each week in the BBC One series, It's Cliff Richard, with an exclamation mark, before performing all six in succession in the final. These performances were then immediately repeated, and the votes were then opened to the public by post, with the results being announced on the 14th of March, just a week before the Eurovision final itself. Ooh. So the Welsh singer Mary Hopkin had been chosen to be the UK representative back in August of 1969. Wow, that was early. Having made her name, such as Those Were the Days and the song Goodbye and Knock Knock Who's There, won the national pre-selection and went on to come second in the Eurovision in 1970, just behind Dana with All Kinds of Everything for Ireland. The song was released as a single and became a hit right across Europe, peaking at number 2 in the UK charts, with the runner-up I'm Gonna Fall in Love Again on the B-side. Blatantly, it became a minor US hit for her in 1972. So we're going to hear the song that came second. Yes, we are. I'm Gonna Fall in Love Again from Mary Hopkin from the UK National Final in 1970.
I'm not one to fall on my face the moment that we fall out. You could say my attitude is I know what life's about. So if we try,
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Ma, meretan ver, kui tuli mu hinge tiada, se tunneni suur, samas nyt, seisan ma teen, vaadates sydämesi.
selvilisep tuul. Aga tean, ma tean, kõik võib muuttaa heaks. Iga uks, mis kord sulgub, see avaneb taas.
Brigitte Orgemer, representing Estonia in the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest, one of my favourite Estonian entries, Et us als alguse. Oh, it's just a stunning, stunning song and a stunning language. I love Estonian, and I must admit, I'm not best pleased with her entry this year. I have to say, I think if it was sung in Estonian, not in Italian, I would enjoy it much, much more. I appreciate that opera needs to be sung in Italian, but no, it's not for me, I'm afraid. Let's move swiftly on. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And this week, I thought nothing else other than playing this live performance of ABBA at the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest. After they won the contest, which was hosted by the now late great Katie Boyle. Katie Boyle passed away earlier this week at the age of 92. She literally is a legend when it comes to the Eurovision Song Contest, hosting the Eurovision Song Contest more times than any other presenter. She hosted the Eurovision in 1960, in 1963, 1965, and finally her last time in 1974. But her last appearance at the Eurovision Song Contest itself was in 1998. And when the late great Sir Terry Wogan introduced her, she was a special guest to the contest. We'll be paying the tribute that the fantastic guys of the EBU have put on their YouTube channel. We'll have a listen to that a little bit later on. But here is the live piece from the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest in the Brighton Dome in East Sussex, of course. ABBA with Waterloo winning the contest for Sweden in 1974. And rest in peace to Katie Boyle, and our condolences here at Forest FM go out to her family and friends at this time.
Well, it looks quite exciting between Sweden, Belgium and Italy, with the Netherlands coming up.
Israel, 2 votes.
Israel, 2 votes.
Sweden, 3 votes.
La Suède, 1 vote.
And that completes the voting of the Netherlands jury. Good night.
Good night.
Voici donc les résultats du jury suisse. Royaume-Uni, 1 vote.
United Kingdom, 1 vote.
Suède, 5 votes.
Sweden, 5 votes.
Oj, oj, oj. Waterloo. Och direkt efter segermelodin så ska jag försöka återkomma med det totala slutresultatet. Agneta Fältskog först. Annefrid Lundstad sedan. Benny Andersson på vid flygen på högra kanten och Björn Ulvaeus vid stjärngitarren. Och nu alltså segrar melodin Waterloo.
Song Contest. Katie Boyle, who hosted the Eurovision Song Contest a record 4 times, passed away at the age of 91 this Tuesday. Katie Boyle was born in Tuscany, Italy in 1926, moved to Britain in 1946 and originally began her career as a model before she started acting in the 1950s. She began her television career in that same period as a continuity announcer for the BBC. And was also known as a writer, radio announcer, game show panelist, and animal rights activist. Katie Boyle was most known for her contribution to the Eurovision Song Contest. She hosted the contest a record four times, in 1960, 1963, 1968 and 1974. When the Eurovision Song Contest was held in Birmingham in 1998, Katie returned to the contest as a special guest of the BBC.
And I'm delighted she's able to be with us here tonight, Katie Boyle.
On Tuesday, the 20th of March in 2018, she died peacefully at home. On behalf of the entire Eurovision community, we wish to extend our deepest condolences to Katie Boyle's loved ones.
A fitting tribute there from the European Broadcasting Union and on behalf of everybody in the Eurovision community. There is, I must say, one last thing I would like to say about Katie Boyle. And obviously an absolute professional in everything that she says and do with her exquisite English British accent. It's like if the Queen was talking to us. It was just perfect back then. It really was, listening to it now. And there is a slight local theme to what I'm going to say now. As you can remember, now Benny Hill, as we all know, from Eastleigh in the Southampton area, in Hampshire, had his ITV show back in the 70s, and he did a little Mickey take of Katie Boyle. And if you get to find any clips online of Benny Hill doing his impression of the Eurovision Song Contest, it's certainly worth a watch, because I found it on Daily Motion not long ago and it brought me out in so much laughter. Such good times. Right. Okay, it's almost time for the end of this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Ari-Tussiot. It's now time to go out with our final song.
No sound, no serenade, 'cause we both know we love.
That's Coit Tomb and Laura with Verona, the Estonian entry in 2017, and that was the 1985 remix. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritasia, for this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'd like to dedicate this show to the life of my late great colleague, Boppin' Johnny G, who sadly passed away earlier this week. My thoughts and condolences go out to his family and friends at this time. I know he's obviously in a better place now. May he rest in peace. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and our Facebook page is, of course, the Eurovision Showcase. Take care and have a lovely week. Be safe. Arrivederci, au revoir, après le sein, and have a lovely week. Toodaloo!